Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Hello, everyone. Richard Taylor here. I'm your host on The Life of a Gentleman. I'm an award-winning author, business owner, and a consultant. So please, if you're interested in taking your business to the next level or getting your fashion brand off the ground, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email. You can do that very simply by going to thelifeofagent.com and dropping me a note on the contact form. I'd love to work with you personally to show you how I was able to start a brand and make multiple six-figure income. I can show you how to do the same exact thing if you are interested and serious about progressing in that way. Enough about that. The reason you tuned in is because you are a fan of the gentleman's lifestyle, and that's what we're going to discuss today. We have a very exciting show where we will be talking with somebody who took their passion and turned that into a profit. You know, on social media, a lot of times we're able to make connections and make friends, and it's funny how that happens. And this is a gentleman that was able to do that, and he's parlayed it into a job working for a major grooming brand all the way in California. He started this journey in Michigan, where I'm at, so we have that connection. And you'll find all about that as you tune in to this episode of The Life of a Gentleman. Also, we have on a young man, Mr. Joseph Hines, and he will give us some great information on how you can transform your look and make sure that you're dressing properly for different occasions to make sure that you get a leg up or a head up on the crowd so that you really stand out and look sharp and that you're really living the life of a gentleman. You know, sometimes we like to be flashy. Sometimes we like to have a little bit of an edge to our look, but on other times, you have to just dial it back, and you're going to find out why that's the case when you tune in and listen to what Mr. Hines has to say. You know, that really makes me think about something that comes from my latest book, The Mindset of a Gentleman, and that is the fact that most of us today would like to be more successful and productive. You know, whether it's in our private lives or in our working lives, we all have that desire to be better, to be more prosperous, and to thrive, and to be living a dynamic life. You know, that is something that so many people aspire to do. But the problem is, it can be difficult to achieve this. But hopefully through this podcast and through this book, you're going to be able to find out how you can get ahead in a world filled with competition. I just wanted to mention that because this book, The Mindset of a Gentleman, it's available on Amazon.com or go to thelifeofagent.com and you can pick up a copy. But what it's going to do is tell you different ways that you can be motivated. Hopefully it will inspire you and increase your productivity so that you can have that drive that you need inside of you to really grab hold of the success that you want. The thing I want to say about this book and about this podcast is that we are really trying to help people. We're not trying to preach to anyone. We're not telling everyone on here that we have all the answers. As we say at the outset, it's a journey we're taking together, and we're glad that you are along for the ride on this journey. So hopefully this episode is going to really get you going, get you motivated, get you thinking in a different way, and have you saying, yeah, you know what? I think I can do this. I think I can continue on this path, living the life of a gentleman, even though there's other people around me that have thought it's not the thing for them, or perhaps it doesn't seem that exciting. But trust me, living the life of a gentleman, you can really get ahead, and you can really be able to have success, make great relationships, connections in business, and in everyday life. And it all starts with your mentality. So without any further delay, let's dive into the content for today's show. I'm so glad you're listening. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this episode of The Life of a Gentleman.
And now it's time for this week's segment of the Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is the Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Gentleman's News, where we have on an exciting interview each week with a business owner or somebody in the industry that we want to get to know a little bit better. And that is the case today. And we are fortunate enough to have on the line Tyler. He is from DubsWasHere.com. He is their official spokesperson. I'm going to just introduce him and let him tell us a little bit more about himself and what it is that he does. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Hey, muchas gracias, my friend. Thank you very much for having me today.
Yeah, we're glad you came on.
I'm glad to be here, man. My name is Tyler Priest. I am the sales operations manager and spokesman for Dubs Fine Men's Grooming Products. We have our storefront and warehouse facility in Orange County, California. We've been producing a full line of beard oils, mustache waxes and creams, pomades and beard balms. And we use all natural organic ingredients. And we've been going strong since 2011.
Man, you guys have some longevity going, really, because it seems like nowadays there's a lot of people jumping on this beard and grooming train.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but you guys have been there.
It's really a testament to Dubs's, you know, diligence and believing in providing an honest and, you know, luxurious product for, you know, guys who want to take the initiative to, you know, make themselves more presentable and actually get into grooming. You're definitely right about what we do being a relatively new movement for a new industry. I mean, obviously, you know, women's beauty and the salon industry, that's been a staple since the beginning of time. But, you know, we're shifting focus and social attitudes and, you know, how a person is perceived. And definitely delighted to see that more guys are, you know, taking the initiative to, you know, get into beauty products and skin care products. You know, it's okay to want to look good and smell good and feel good and to also look healthy and take care of yourself.
Yeah, no, you make some really great points. And it is nice to see guys getting into that a little bit more. How did you begin your role with Dubs? Curious to hear that.
Well, I'm originally an artist. I graduated from Kendall College of Art and Design in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 2013. And I went about doing a few freelance art gigs here and there, but I definitely learned at a very early point that art was a therapeutic outlet. I had considered teaching, but for the most part, I'm glad that I have a degree from a college, but I didn't think that art would be the only career outlet that I would have. I originally had tried to pursue male modeling, but I tried getting into that and getting into the beard movement from the very get-go. I'd always been blessed to be able to grow thick, luxurious facial hair, and so I'd always get compliments from people like, oh, dude, you look like that guy from Gas Monkey Garage, Doug Diazzi. Oh, you should do beard contests. And it's like, huh. It's something that was just natural, and in my genetics, people favor that more than the art that I'd actually produced. So it's like, huh, okay, I'm onto something here. So I started getting into shampoos and conditioners and what's good for my skin because everyone's sensitivities are different. And then getting into different brands of mustache waxes and beard oils and trying that stuff out. And if you're ever in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area, I would definitely suggest going to Apothecary off Main. It's a men's grooming supply shop, so they sell razors and blades and beard oils, shampoos, you know, the whole nine yards. If it wasn't for Apothecary off Main, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in now. I remember being in there one day looking for a new mustache wax to try out, and I saw in the corner these labels with super bright colors, and there's this guy on there. A couple of them have him with a mustache, others are him with a beard. I'm like, what is that? And so the owner was telling me, oh, this is Dubs. They're a new company that, you know, I brought into my store. They've been doing this for a super long time. They're from Orange County, California. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I should definitely dig more into this brand. And he has an Instagram too, at Dubs Stash Wax. So I hit him up and was just like, you know, hey man, I was at Apothecary off Main in Grand Rapids and I tried out your light, medium, hold wax and I really dig it. And he's just like, you know, oh, that's awesome. And he let me try out a firm hold wax. And after that, it was just a love for the brand at just the first time opening it. And from there, it was a matter of exchanging ideas. And I've been wanting to try something different and to get out into the world and be challenged and to regain a new purpose. And I've always had good intuition, and my gut was telling me, you need to keep contact with this guy. You need to, you know, keep giving him feedback. Eventually, it's just one of those things where, you know, I felt that I was a good fit to do something more with the company rather than just wearing the product itself. It's just one of those things where I tried this product in Michigan, and now I moved 2,000 miles away. And that's just a testament to how much I really believe in Dove's products and the quality of the products. So this was just a conversation that would go back and forth either on the phone or through email for about half a year. And then in March, I packed up my car and said goodbye to friends and family, and I drove 2,000 miles. Now I'm basically supervising sales through the stores that we're available in, and also going around, especially in the local Southern California scene, and going to local barbershops to just introduce myself and make new friends, meet new people, but also to just talk about a totally solid brand of men's products.
Man, that's an amazing story, Tyler, because it seems like you took advantage of making a connection on social media, but you didn't stop there. You actually have parlayed this into a career for yourself. So I think that's, yeah, that's awesome for other people who have an interest with brands out there that work with brands. It doesn't have to stop there. You can actually make it into a career. And like you said, now you're in a whole new part of the country. That's an amazing story. I really appreciate that.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, like, I'm a 28-year-old guy, but I'm definitely an old spirit because the social media, the technology, it wasn't really up until this time that I started to understand the importance of even something as simple as a hashtag. I used to think, you know, like, oh, hashtags are corny, like, you put a photo with your buddies and you're like, hashtag boys night out. But it's like, no, when you actually start using hashtags that are relevant to whatever it is that you're doing, that gets people to follow you and to add you and gain an interest in you. I mean, I have friends now in Oklahoma, Texas, Brazil, Mexico, Sweden, Arizona. I mean, it's just crazy how powerful a simple app that you could download from iTunes right now for free is. You post a photo and a hashtag, and it gets people drawn to you.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, to me,
crazy.
That just blows my mind. And I'm in the millennial category, so I'm supposed to just get this stuff and know it. But I had, you know, some learning curves myself, especially with social media, just underestimating the sheer importance of being on social media and networking. I mean, it's just, it's a way of life. That's how you meet people now. It's not like taking two tin cans and a piece of string from one treehouse to another anymore, you know?
No,
I mean, people are friends that, you know, 5,000 miles away, you know? I mean, it just, it still blows my mind. I mean,
yeah.
I could never stop talking about that, like, and just how amazing that is to me. So, yeah, I mean, it's just downloading an app, and now I'm living my dream how I see fit, and every day is always a good day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Let's transition, though. Let's talk about this brand a little bit more, Dubs, because I've had a chance.
Sure.
Yeah, I went on the website, and I see you guys have been featured on ESPN, GQ, Los Angeles Times. The list goes on. So what
Absolutely.
Is it? Yeah, what makes this brand so great? What makes you guys different and stand out?
I could honestly just answer that in one word. That's just fate. I definitely think Dubs has done a phenomenal job of creating an aesthetic, a presentation, a way of delivering some packaging that just catches your eye. And it's honestly, he started out, you know, competing in beard and mustache competition around 2009, and he tried other products out, but he wanted to create a mustache wax that could really withstand extreme temperatures, that, you know, your mustache handlebars don't fall over or anything like that, because he's originally from Texas. Pretty hot and humid in Texas, and of course I'm from Michigan originally, so, you know, the lakeshore effect in the summers there, the heat gets pretty gnarly. But he wanted to create a product that would actually maintain durability and flexibility and ease of restyling. And so he has definitely perfected that. And just this whole process of creating the products are unique too. With our beard oils, we let our beard oils age for 6 months before bottling them up. And that's because of, you know, the essentials that we use, and it creates a really nice deep, robust fragrance that isn't overpowering, but actually balances well with your pH levels. But as far as how the brand got to be, it was just a matter of him creating this product and, you know, bringing it to these competitions. And it was just word of mouth and social media reviews and online reviews. And we're actually in the process of getting ready for our 5th annual Orange County Beard and Mustache Competition, which is hosted by Dubs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And every year we've, for the last 4 years, we've worked with the Anaheim Ducks to make it all possible. You know, we work with a lot of vendors such as Monster Energy Drinks, Aquafina, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Wahoo Tacos, which is a local taco shop over in the West Coast. But yeah, I mean, it was honestly just a matter of word of mouth, positive reviews, people saying, whoa, this is a really great stash wax, and telling their buddies about it. And it just snowballed and became what it is today. I mean, that's honestly the best way I could explain, you know, how Dubs got to be where it's at today. And honestly, I'm very thankful.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Tyler. And we can hear the passion in your voice when you talk about Dubs. So I want to ask you this. What is the what's the absolute best part of working for Dubs?
Yeah, the best part, I wouldn't say I'm working for, I'm working with.
Ooh.
You know, he's like the older, I mean, Dubs is a cool cat. He's basically like the older brother I never had. And it's just the fact that we click and we get along and we just have so much in common. I definitely think, too, you have to have that chemistry there before you can work together. And that applies for anything. You know, if you're starting a band, you gotta be able to get along before you can create something beautiful. And so that's kind of how I treat this. It's kind of like I joined a band and now I'm hanging out with another bandmate and we're getting to know each other, start jamming together. My favorite part about working with Dubs is just being able to wake up and say, this is what I do. Really, it's just it's a true blessing. And just also seeing, you know, people give reviews and to actually say, you know, wow, this is actually a really good product, you know. And I have a lot of friends still in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where I'm originally from, and so many of my buddies back home are now switching over to Dubs, and they're just saying, whoa, you know, I love this one, this is my favorite, I love this scent. And it just feels really good knowing that, you know, people not only in the United States but across the globe are trying these products and are using them and are tagging us and posting photos with our product. It's mind-boggling. So seeing the end result is probably my favorite part about working with Dubs.
Yeah, that's an awesome answer. It sounds like you're not really working, you're really just enjoying yourself every day, and the time probably flies by, so that's not like you're punching the clock. So that's awesome too. What a benefit.
Yeah. It's now, certainly not a 9-to-5-er, that's for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. Sounds like a blast, really.
Oh, for sure. I mean, sometimes my day starts at 8 in the morning and doesn't end till 3 the next morning. So it's just, you know, if you're passionate about something, it's not really work. It's your passion. Very simple.
Exactly. Now, lastly, if somebody wants to pick up wax or oil from you guys, what's the best way to reach you and get in touch?
The best way that anyone would be able to reach us is first by checking out www.dubswashere.com. You can also follow Dubs on Instagram, and his Instagram handle is at dubs-wax. My Instagram handle, if you guys want to follow me, is La Barba Amore. So you'd be able to hit us up through those. And then from there, we have a list of retailers in the United States. And if you're over the pond, you know, you'd be able to find retailers that would carry our products that way too. And we always encourage people to just hit us up, ask us any questions. We're here for the people, and we just want everyone to be copacetic. And, you know, we definitely take pride in our relationships with our customers and with our retailers' relationships with their customers. So we're all around cool, calm, collected people, and we're just here to make everyone as happy as we can.
Oh, we appreciate it, Tyler, and we really appreciate your time joining us on The Life of a Gentleman. And we'd love to have you back and hear more about what Dubs is doing. And I have to make it out to one of those competitions. And
for sure.
When you make it back to Grand Rapids, give me a call too. You know, I'm just about 45 minutes up the road from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would love to be on this awesome show at any time. Feel free to just hit me up and we can definitely chat.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
Hey everybody, it's DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and I have a great deal to offer you. You can save more than 25% off handmade Italian leather shoes. I'm talking monk straps, brogues, loafers, and more. If you want to learn how you can save more than 25% on these great quality shoes, please go to www.itsdeandremarie.com and click on Bespoken Mogul Shoes in the menu bar. And make sure you stay tuned into The Life of a Gentleman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the segment that we like to call What's in the Box. This is the second segment of this type, and what we do with this segment is break down the latest monthly subscription package from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I have the privilege of breaking down this month's package, the July 2017 package. I was very excited to do this because when I designed this package, I thought that it would be something different and kind of thought outside the box. So I hope those of you that are signed up for the subscription really enjoy this month. And if you haven't signed up, what it is Harrison Blake Apparel, we offer one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25 per month. And you can subscribe to this service, cancel at any time, so there's no obligations. You don't have to feel locked in. The great thing about it is all the items are centered around the tie generally, and they perfectly coordinate and match. And a lot of times we throw in a bonus item, and which is the case this month. So we have one necktie plus five additional items. So what I'll do is briefly run down the items, what they are, and why I thought that they would work well together. As I said, this is for the month of July, which is a hot summer month in just about any region of the country you live in. And so I decided to go with a pale yellow foulard necktie. And the reason I went with that is because for the summer, a lot of times people pull out pastels and colors like that. But I thought it would be nice to go with a pale yellow because you really think sunshine, fun, times at the beach, maybe even a nautical theme. And that's the mood that this color really will put you in. And the thing about yellow is sometimes it is underserved because people overlook it and they think, no, that doesn't go with much. But actually, it can go with a navy blue suit. It can go great with a light blue or baby blue, especially a linen jacket. It can go with khaki, tan, seersucker. As far as pairing it with a dress shirt, you can go with white. You can go with a blue shirt, a pale blue shirt, a chalk stripe, anything with a blue and white pattern. It goes really well and accentuates that yellow tie and makes it pop. As I mentioned, it's a foulard necktie, which means basically it refers to the pattern of the necktie. That is a pattern that basically repeats throughout the necktie. And this one has a bit of white and some blue and a little hint of green. And you can really play it up depending on how you pair it. So I really hope you enjoy this necktie. I think it's really going to be a standout centerpiece and something that every gentleman will be proud to have in their collection. The next item is a summer camo pocket square. The beautiful thing about this pocket square to me is it's very versatile. It's the base of it is white, and it has also shades of gray, a little bit of pale pink. Now, the thing about this we took a chance with is because these colors, some may say this would clash with the yellow, but that's not the case. These are all pale, muted, soft summer colors that work really well together. The thing that a lot of guys need to get away from is having everything be so matchy-matchy. And so with this pocket square, if you get a chance, check out the Instagram at @wearlapelpins. We'll be showing how you can style this, and I think you'll really be blown away and impressed on how we did it. Now for the third item, this is a white anchor bracelet. Now anchor bracelets have been very popular as of late, and so this is a rope bracelet with a gold anchor that fastens to your wrist and looks very stylish and perfect for the summer. Again, the yellow puts you in the thought of a nautical theme, and so we thought it'd be fun to add this anchor bracelet in there because a lot of times in the summer, the white is a color that everyone likes to use for all white events or just to really stand out against your skin tone. So that's the reason we put the white anchor bracelet in there. Now, The fourth item is one that I'm also very excited about, and it is a gold collar bar. You know, a lot of people don't wear a collar bar because it's something you don't find every day at the store. And a lot of times you have to get on the internet and hunt for it and search. But we've taken that all away and made it very easy by subscribing to the monthly club. You're able to get yourself a nice gold collar bar. We valued that at $15. So that in itself is worth signing up. And the thing about the collar bar is it's going to make your knot on your necktie stand up and be more prominent. It also will add some visual interest to the neck area. And as I said, there's not a lot of people wearing them, so you are going to get a lot of style points just for having on this gold tie bar. And I'd like to mention the gold on the tie bar matches in with the bracelet, so you have a lot of visual interest going on, and it's definitely going to get you noticed. The fifth item is a pair of silk knot cufflinks. And these silk knot cufflinks are also in yellow, and that was done on purpose. But also the thing about the silk knot cufflinks, of course you can use them traditionally as cufflinks, but you could also just use one of them, put it in the lapel of your jacket, and it adds some visual interest to your lapel, so it can double as a lapel pin. And again, on @wearlapelpins Instagram, you'll be seeing how we did that and styled that. It really looks great. It pops out. So if you would like to go without the tie sometimes, you still could take the silk knot cufflink, put it in the lapel of your jacket, and it's really going to make a statement and look great if you have a navy blazer and a white shirt. And that little pop of yellow is really going to get people talking. So I think you'll like that. Last but not least, we have a bonus item this month. It is a Harrison Blake keychain. The keychain is shaped like a pair of Oxfords, so you can put that on your keys and look very dapper. And on the back side of it, of course, it has the Harrison Blake logo, reminding you where you can go to get all of your accessories for a great, actually fantastic price. If you are a fan of Oxfords, then you're definitely going to love this keychain. It is made out of PVC material. It's very flexible, lightweight, and it's definitely going to be something that will be noticed by others. It's funny, it's a bonus item, but it's one of the items that really stands out. And in fact, you'll follow us on Instagram again, like I said, and you will definitely get a chance to see all of these pieces in action. So if you haven't, like I said, joined the monthly subscription club, I invite you to give it a chance, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And to sweeten this deal, I would like to offer you a coupon code. That is the code SEASON, SEASON. That gets you $15 off your first month's subscription price. So that means you can get all the items I just mentioned, all six, the tie, pocket square, bracelet, collar bar, cufflinks, and the keychain for only $10. Now, if you're not blown away by that, I don't know what else more I can do, but I think we have officially given you the best dapper deal ever. So hopefully you get a chance to jump on our website, harrisonblakeapparel.com, and check out the monthly subscription. Simply click on the tab, and there's a big red subscribe button. You can't miss it. Enter that coupon code, and you're part of the club. And as an added bonus, club members also receive 60% off any store items at harrisonblakeapparel.com. Man, we just doubly sweetened that deal, so hopefully you get a chance to check it out. Thanks for listening to What's Inside the Box. We hope you enjoyed it, and let's get back to some content with The Life of a Gentleman.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of The Life of a Gentleman, and we have the honor of being joined once again by Joseph Hines. He came on before and told us about his new book, Dressing for Success, and we really appreciated his input and would love to have him come back, and he's agreed to do so. So, Joseph, welcome back to the show. Thank you.
Hey, man. Good to see you guys again. Definitely glad to be back.
Yeah, you know, we had a good response when you first came on, and I think a lot of the listeners are very excited about the release of that book. And during that interview, you talked about dressing for a job interview. And that's a subject that I think we need to tackle because a lot of guys need help with that. So if you don't mind, could you help us out with that subject today?
Yeah, of course. And you know, once again, I'm definitely going to give you guys some tips. But, you know, if you want something that's a little bit more even in depth, definitely get the book because we go a lot into this. Step number one, I think, for anything is the suit. I think when guys dress for the interview, one mistake they kind of make sometimes is they try to get something that's a little bit too loud. I mean, when you're going for an interview, the real goal is to make a statement but without being offensive, because you never know what type of guy that's going to be interviewing. I mean, this could be an older guy who's in his 50s, and to him, if you're wearing, let's say, something that's like a window pane or a pinstripe, that may come across a little too loud and a little arrogant. So one thing that I always say for guys is, look, to keep it real simple, we're looking at either a navy blue, a charcoal, or a mid-gray suit. Those are your three options. Anything outside of that is too much, right? So that's step one. I think step two for when you're dressing for the interview is in the shirt, right? So you're thinking, okay, what should I wear? Again, you need to keep this really simple. I know it may seem boring, but we can dress fun after we get the job. So for shirts, we're looking at either a white or a baby blue. Step three, I think, really is then going to be the tie. Now, here's where things get a little bit more interesting, because guys tend to, you know, almost be more on the loud end. But again, always go with solid or darker colors, because I think what that does is, again, it makes you come across a little bit more humble. If you do something that's a little bit too loud, again, you can come across very, very arrogant. And when you're in an interview, you never know how a person is going to perceive you. So you want to give them the least bit of wrong perceptions about you as possible, if that kind of makes sense.
That does make sense. But what about the guy that says, man, I'm an individual, I want to show, you know, my style, and they break out the floral tie for an interview? Is that that's a bad move, right?
You know, I would definitely say it's a bad move. And again, you know, you have to understand the interview is not necessarily about what you like.
Yeah.
And that's one thing you have to be aware about, because what you like may not be what the person across from you like. And if they're the person that's deciding whether you get the job or not, then you have to make the conscious decision, when in Rome, do as the Roman, as they would say.
That makes perfect sense. I'm glad you explained it, because there's a lot of people, you know, they hear information and they want to question why. So you giving us the reason why is perfect. Accessories. Is this the time to throw on lapel pins and all kinds of extra jewelry and a ton of bracelets?
No. So, again, you want to be very, very minimal. So one thing that I always say to guys, look, no lapel pins. If you're going to do a pocket square, it needs to be either a solid white or a baby blue pocket square. I wouldn't do anything with a pattern. If you do anything that's outside of a white or a baby blue, you can maybe do a white with a brown piping or a white with a blue piping. But outside of that, I wouldn't go too loud. I mean, even with watches, I tell guys, you know, less is more. We aren't trying to go out with a bedazzled Rolex or anything, right? So typically, I tend to tell guys, get a watch with a leather band. I tend to gravitate towards more like a brown leather band, white face, something that's very, very clean. If they are doing a link, make sure that it's not too busy of a link watch, right? We don't want it to be too flashy, too eye-catching, just something that's very, very subtle.
Man, more great advice. I agree 100% with everything that you're saying. This is great information, so guys out there who are trying to get jobs, take notes of what Joseph is saying. Since you're really painting a picture for us, let's go ahead and complete things. How about the shoes? That's an area where guys sometimes want to show some individuality too, but what should you do on a job interview?
Right. Well, for the job interview, number one, your safest option is always going to be a lace-up, particularly a cap-toe lace-up, I think, is the cleanest. Color-wise, I would say you're either going to go with a mahogany brown or very, very dark brown. Those are, I think, are the most conservative colors and are going to make the most sense. The only other shoe I could possibly see outside of that is potentially a monk strap, depending upon the industry you're in. So, like, if you're in marketing or something that's a little bit less as formal, I think a monk strap is fine. But to be the safest, I would still do a lace-up.
That sounds great. That's some great advice. Now that you're dressing properly for the interview, are there any tips that you could give us on how to present yourself while in the interview as well?
I think the biggest thing is just confidence. Being confident in not only who you are, and that's part of the dressing aspect as well. You know, because when you look good, you feel good. So I think that all kind of, you know, ties in together. The only other thing I can think of is just fit, making sure that things aren't overly tailored when it comes to the jacket, when it comes to the trousers. You know, guys tend to want to be overly fitted for the interview, and that's not necessarily the space to do that in. And again, you know, I go a lot more into this, me and Eric. In our Dress for Success book, we have a lot of pictures showing you exactly how tailored your trousers should be, how tailored your jacket should be, even when it comes down to the length as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because a few weeks ago we had a segment on our show and we touched on, you know, the different ways that a suit can fit. And we talked about some suits being for business and some being for fun and going out or making a statement. So this is a time where you want to make sure that your pants are not overly fitted tight and that the break in the pants is not up by your ankles. Is that correct?
No, for sure. Like, you definitely don't want to be showing ankles. I definitely would not necessarily recommend no break or no break in the job interview. I would definitely recommend something like a slight break. And all that means for the listeners out there, that's just referring to the indention towards the end of the pants. So a slight break is going to be a slight indention towards the end of the pants where it meets the shoe.
Oh, thank you for explaining that to the listeners as well. Basically, what you've painted for us in our mind is really a conservative look, so that no matter who's interviewing you, I think they would say that you look presentable, and that's really the goal, right?
Exactly. I mean, like I tell guys a lot of times, sometimes less is truly more. When you try too hard, it can come across that way.
That definitely makes sense. Now, in your book, you mentioned that there's actually going to be visuals. So you guys have pictures of do's and don'ts, I take it?
Yeah, so we have pictures of do's and don'ts, different body types. So whether you're a bigger guy, whether you're a slimmer guy, we're showing you different things and tips to make the jacket fit better. The same with the trousers. We have visuals to the actual combinations, so shirt-tie combinations to wear, as well as pocket squares. And like I said, I mean, even when we go down into the links of where to get the stuff from based on the price points.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful part of it, based on the price points, because nobody's priced out of dressing nice and presenting themselves like a gentleman. There's so many options out there. I just want to touch on one last thing, because you talked about a white shirt or a blue shirt. One thing I had a question about, now I know the answer to this, but I want to clear this up for somebody who's listening. What if you have a white shirt and it's an extreme cutaway collar? What should you do then?
Okay. So here's the thing. When it comes to extreme cutaways, they're great. I love them. They tend to show off the knot of a tie very, very well. But again, for the interview, I always say you want to be as conservative as possible. So when it comes to interview, I tend to gear guys towards either a pointed or a semi-spread collar, because an extreme cutaway can look very, very casual in a business space, right? And again, you know, once you get the job, maybe then you can wear it around the office and be the fashionable guy. But before then, you need to be as conservative as possible and opt for either a pointed or a semi-spread collar.
I love that advice. You know, the most important thing, and that's what everyone has to remember, is to get your foot in the door, secure the job first, then show your personality a little bit later.
Exactly. No, I totally agree, man.
Now, that was some great advice. We appreciate you breaking that down for us, because we have a lot of younger listeners who are looking to get their first job or to step out into the corporate world, and information like this definitely helps. If we'd like to get more information from you or pick up a copy of the book, how can we get in touch with you and follow you and learn more?
All right. So again, guys, my Instagram name is Mr.J.Hines. You can get in touch as far as with us just based on our Instagram. You can email us. We have our email out. You also can visit our website at dailysimplicities.com. And there, that's when you can where you can purchase the book at.
All right, everyone. You heard the great information that he just gave, and there's tons more in that book. So if you're looking to increase your style and your personal awareness, just these are great tips to help you get a leg up on the competition in the job market. So, Joseph, thank you once again for joining us on The Life of a Gentleman, and we hope you come back soon and give us some more information if you would.
My man, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, guys, that wraps up another edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. We want to thank you so much for tuning in today. We really enjoyed putting this show together, and as we say every week, we're taking this journey together, so we're glad you're along for the ride. You know, none of us has all the answers, but if we band together, bounce some ideas off each other, and keep these conversations going, we definitely can be the best gentlemen we can possibly be. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, as always, please feel free to email us podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. That's the easiest way to get in touch with us. Also, you can follow all of us on our Instagram or our social media accounts, and we'll be happy to connect with you there as well. Today, we had an exciting episode where we learned how you can be an influencer in 1 minute and the next minute have a full-time job working with a grooming brand or a fashion brand. And that was just what Tyler did from Dubs Was Here. We learned all about him, his journey, and the amazing company that he has the opportunity to work for. We always say on The Life of a Gentleman, let's turn your passion into a profit. We just got an example today of how that is possible. So a lot of times we're on social media just having fun, and that's great. But a lot of times there's often many different ways to connect with people who may be influential in helping us get a job or advancing our career in some other way. So thank you to Tyler for joining us, and we would love to have him come back on in the future and tell us more. Also, a big thank you to Mr. Jay Hines. And Mr. Joseph Hines is a speaker, a style influencer, and an all-around great guy. He came on and told us some great information about dressing properly for the proper occasions and also how we can make ourselves stand out from the crowd. And we know that in today's society, you know, everything is so competitive. So if you want to get a leg up on the competition, you really have to be a gentleman. And Mr. Hines was able to tell us how we could do that. We look forward to him coming back on in the future and dropping some more gems for us as well. Last but not least, please, if you could, do us a favor. Would you rate, review, and subscribe to The Life of a Gentleman? We know that there are other people out there that love fashion, love business, love the gentleman's lifestyle in general. So if you would, pass this on to them. All you have to do is simply share the link or tell them to go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or visit the website, thelifeofagent.com, and you can listen to the show for absolutely free. But what happens when you leave us a rating, which will only take you a few minutes? When you do that, we're able to expand our reach and get into some other markets and reach people that haven't heard about the show yet. You know, we do appreciate all the reviews that we have received, and if you've given us one, we can't thank you enough for that. Last but not least, we want to send a big thank you and shout out to our producer, Deandra Marie. Every week she does a great job. All the background music, the editing, all the little things that sometimes get overlooked, she takes care of and makes us look even better than we are. So thanks to you, Deandra. And a big thanks to you, the listener. Without you, this show would be nothing. We have listeners from all over the world at this point, and we're so excited about that, growing this fan base. So please, like we said, if you have a chance, spread the word, tell a friend about it, and until next time, gentlemen, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by Deandra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.